It's Friday, the 1st of February, and Shelby Pierce from Pico and Company joins me this morning for Cultural Continuum. Hey, Shelby.
Good morning, everybody.
Nice to have you here.
Thanks, Steve. Nice to be here.
And thanks for tuning in to find out what's happening this upcoming week here on Cultural Continuum. We begin with an event this evening, beginning at 5 o'clock. It's the 15th annual Empty Bowls Awareness Event. That will be tonight, beginning at 5 o'clock. This is at the Delta Hotel Center. They've moved it this year. The event will be feature music, Coated Kernels Popcorn Bar, variety of soups presented by restaurants and chefs from around the Siouxland region, as well as the thing that kind of sets this event apart. It's got the handcrafted bowls, which were created specifically for the event, which kind of serve everybody as a reminder of that there's hunger in our community. Every time you have some cereal or heat up a bowl of soup, you've got that to think about. Go to SiouxlandFoodBank.org for more information on the 15th annual Empty Bowls event.
Also going on tonight, the National Music Museum's NMM Live season presents Rollins Trio Concert, Romance at the Museum on today, Friday, February 1st, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in the NMM's Larson Concert Hall. The performance will feature piano, violin, and cello for one final event in the Larson Concert Hall before the space undergoes alterations within the greater NMM Carnegie Building expansion. For more information, you can go to nmmusd.org.
You really like saying NMM.
Whoa, consonants.
And bring your own M&Ms.
And bring your own M&Ms.
Coming up tonight at the Vanguard Arts. Vanguard Arts is hosting a jazz performance tonight, the Brian Hannigan Quartet. Mm-hmm. That'll be at 8 o'clock. It's a jazz quartet led by Dr. Brian Hannigan, a multi-saxophonist, along with Dr. Darren Wadley on drums, Ruben Rodriguez on bass, and guitarist Emmanuel Michael. That'll be tonight at 8 o'clock. Hannigan's a professor of jazz at Augustana College, and he's performed around the world with some of the biggest names in jazz. Go to vanguardarts.com for more information. Kind of a big week for jazz, because we'll get to something that's happening at Morningside College a bit later on this week.
Let me just say, Siouxland, you have some choices to make about your Friday evening.
Yes, yes.
All right. February 2nd on Saturday, Dorothy Pico Nature Center will be hosting Zen in Nature. From 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., the event will feature a walking meditation in the woods, because we are going to be in positive temperatures, 40 degrees, and Qigong, which is a system of breathing and exercise designed to benefit both physical and mental health.
And another outdoor event, Plymouth County Conservation is hosting its 6th annual Snow Scamper 5K Trail Run Walk Snowshoe tomorrow. That will be beginning at 10 o'clock at the Hillview Recreation Area. Participants will receive a 50-50 long sleeve t-shirt, snacks, lunch, and more. Snowshoes are available on a first come, first served basis.
All right. Also happening Saturday the 2nd, the Sioux City Public Library will be hosting Groundhog Day as part of their first Saturday Family Story Time. This Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. at ALF's Downtown Library, they'll share a short puppet play and stories featuring the groundhog and its shadow. Children can create a groundhog puppet to take home. For more information, you can go to SiouxCityLibrary.org.
And O is wishing you a safe and sane Groundhog's Day.
Yeah, good luck.
Don't let them bite. The Wayne State College is hosting the planetarium show called Back to the Moon for Good tomorrow. It begins at 2 o'clock at the lower level Carhartt Science Building. It's narrated by Tim Allen. Back to the Moon for Good presents the Google Lunar X Prize and the personal stories of competition and collaboration that it inspires.
The Northwestern College International Club will host its annual cultural fair tomorrow, Saturday, February 2nd, beginning at 5 p.m. at the Roanhorst Student Center on campus. The public is invited to the event, which will include food and entertainment from around the world. The cultural fair centered on the theme of We Are the World.
Back to Vanguard Arts and an evening with Grace Clays and her music students. That'll be tomorrow night beginning at 7 o'clock. Grace is a singer and a songwriter and a musician, currently kind of her own one-person band, Grace. Wow. But she is also a teacher at Sioux City Conservatory of Music, and she is going to be presenting a recital with her students. Attendees will be able to see the future generation of live music in Siouxland. Go to vanguardarts.com. And I was just thinking about how the music scene has sort of exploded kind of since kids have come up through that conservatory music. There's so many good bands in Sioux City right now, kind of as a direct result of that.
Super fortunate to have it.
Indeed.
All right, Wayne State College will present the performance of Frayn Kocher Duo on Tuesday, February 5th, beginning at 7:30 in Lay Theater on campus. Another jazz opportunity, jazz standards and original music highlight the performance, which features pianist Ryan Frayn, professor at the University of Minnesota Duluth, and saxophonist Dr. C.J. Kocher, professor at the University of South Dakota. The event is free and open to the public.
And another Wayne State College event, the presentation American Migrations, America's Black Freedom Movement. That'll be Wednesday. It is Black History Month now. That'll be the first presentation. That'll be at 10 o'clock at the Gardner Auditorium on campus. The presentation will be led by Dr. Frederick Douglass Dixon, and he will tie the African American History Month theme of Black Migrations and discuss current social conditions from a historical lens. Go to wsc.edu for more on that.
Vanguard Arts will be hosting Beacon Story Lab Live on Desire 2.0 on Wednesday, February 6th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Beacon Story Lab's show Desire is part of a three-year celebration of live storytelling in Sioux City. The event will feature true stories told on stage, live music, and poetry. To learn more about Beacon Story Labs, you can find them on Facebook.
And here was the other jazz thing I was talking about, but you had another one, like a bonus jazz event. Morningside College will be hosting their 47th annual Morningside College Jazz Festival. That'll be beginning. It starts on Wednesday, and it runs through Friday, February 6th through the 8th. Most events will be held at Epley Auditorium right there on the campus throughout the festival. Nearly 40 jazz bands from high schools in the tri-state area will each perform a 20-minute set. It's free. It's open to the public. Watching high school kids, high school jazz band kids play is terrific.
I'm just going to call it. This is Jazz Week. It's Jazz Week.
it's Jazz Week this week.
Alrighty, the Les Hills Audubon Society will hold their regular meeting and program on Thursday, February 7th at 7:30 p.m. at Briarcliff University in the St. Francis Center. The program will be in the Clare Room. The topic is Recent Northwest Iowa Archaeological Finds by Kathy Koskovich. Koskovich is a retired private lands biologist with the Department of Natural Resources. For more information, you can go to lisa.mcneil@gmail.com.
And finally, Sioux City Community Theater's Youth Theater is presenting Dr. Cook's Garden, beginning Thursday, February 7th, and running through Sunday, February 10th. Evening performances at 7 o'clock, Sunday matinee at 2. Dr. Cook serves the, quote, happiest and healthiest town in America. Oh,
nice.
Jim Tennyson, former student of Dr. Cook, comes to visit his mentor, surrogate father, and friend upon hearing of the good doctor's failing health, and if I'm not mistaken, comedian Gary Lewis, Siouxland's favorite funny man, is in the role of Dr. Cook.
Wow, there's a lot of great things to do this week.
There are indeed. So that'll do it for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. Wishing you a terrific week on behalf of my co-host Shelby Pierce and the man who writes all this stuff down for us, Jorge Quezada.
Thanks, Jorge.
And I'm Steve Smith.